Over the weekend, Congress passed a $388 billion spending bill, but the legislation isn't all about spending. One of its most controversial provisions would make it easier for hospitals and health plans to decline to offer abortion-related services. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
Virtually every state, as well as the federal government, already has so-called conscience clause laws. These let individual doctors or nurses decline to perform any service to which they have a moral or religious objection. But the just-passed bill would allow entire healthcare entities, such as hospitals or HMOs, to decline to offer abortions or even abortion referrals. Backers like Douglas Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee say the bill is needed to respond to what he calls an orchestrated campaign by abortion rights groups.
To use state and local government agencies to coerce, to compel healthcare providers to participate in abortions. And this new federal law, when it's signed by the president, will put a stop to that because it will ensure that no level of government can use the force of law to compel healthcare providers to participate in abortions.
Johnson acknowledges that individuals can currently opt out of providing abortion services, but he says corporations should have the same rights.
We think corporations are run by human beings and they also have ethical positions and they ought to be able to have those without the government coming in and telling them that they have to participate in what they recognize or regard as the killing of unborn children.
Because federal law effectively requires the state-run Medicaid program to cover abortions in cases of rape or incest, many states have laws requiring providers who accept Medicaid funding to provide all Medicaid-covered services. David Selden of the group NARAL Pro-Choice America says that doesn't mean every doctor should be required to provide abortions.
But it ought to be an expectation that your health care providers, through your insurance company, through a hospital that you go to, can at least point you in the right direction, can at least share information with you that's relevant to your pregnancy.
Selden says he worries that far from letting doctors make their own moral choices, they could actually be banned from providing information they think their patients need.
This is about large institutions making bottom line decisions in response to political pressure from far-right activists to deny people the health care that they deserve.
The law will likely affect federal programs as well. For example, the Federal Family Planning Program currently requires that women with unintended pregnancies be advised of all their options, including having the baby, giving it up for adoption, or having an abortion. The guidelines have been the subject of congressional debate and court fights for more than 20 years. Selden says this new law effectively overrides them.
This law allows clinics to take federal money and then opt out of providing the best health care possible.
Johnson of the National Right to Life Committee agrees that's the likely impact, but he says it's appropriate since the family planning law has long forbidden the use of federal funds for abortions as a method of family planning.
And certainly it would be inconsistent with the new law to tell a health care provider that he must refer for abortions if he's going to get federal funds.
Abortion rights backers say they're relieved that because the language is in a spending bill, it will expire at the end of the fiscal year. But backers are likely to try to tuck it in every year, like they do the language that bans most other federal funding of abortion. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.